All right. Somebody comes from Yerushalayim. All right. Halacha Ches. Hey, Tzan Beit Zamanav. Tomorrow night we finish the Masechta, by the way. New Masechta on near Wednesday, Mir Tzashem. Sorry. Ilon Shu Mesi Valoritz. A tree which is extending over the ground. Now, in the Bavli Lashon is Mesa with a chav here. It's Mesa with a base. Same idea. The tree is extending over the ground. Im aim but no for government children. The foliage is not more than 3 feet from the ground. Metalti tati and carry under the entire tree. Why? Because the entire tree is considered to be like one room. The roots which are more than 3 feet off the ground, now laying, you may not sit on them. Because that's like using a tree on Shabbos. Whatever is within 3 feet of the ground is like the ground. Whatever is more than 3 feet of the ground is already considered to be part and parcel of the tree. You may not sit on that on Shabbos. Hadelah Shiva Mukta. If you have a door in a mukta, mukta is like a backyard which serves as to storage. Okay, so there the doors there, they weren't real doors. They were like clumps of wood which sat on the ground, really, and they didn't really have a hinge on which they turned, and they weren't lifted off the ground at all. So they're kind of quasi doors. Vachadokim is like a thorn, shem appearance, which you use in order to block a breach in your wall. It's like forerunner barbed wire. Umachtzelis, and if you have a blanket of some sort, a mat which is serving in lieu of a door, that has no hinge and it's not hanging, so einolim bohen, you can't use them to lock. Elikedu yugoyim arutz, unless they were lifted up a little bit from the ground. They're lying on the ground again. Since they have no hinge, they don't really look like a door. That's considered to be, if you take it away and put it back, like binyan, like you're making a door to begin with. So therefore, you can't use them on Shabbos. Okay, getting back to the case of the tree. Uvach lo yebo yeser beis asayim. You can't have more than a beis asayim under the tree because this is called a dira shaluhukaf ledira, a karp of shaluhukaf ledira. Right, you have an area which, of course, is surrounded. But it's not around for the purpose of dwelling. People don't dwell in trees, right? So therefore, under trees. So therefore, and if it's more than a base of time under the tree, of course, under one tree, it's difficult to conceive of that. But if you have a series of trees, you can conceive of that, right? Like in a grove. So you can't carry in more than if it's more than a base of time. Okay? V'loye mechitzos gevoas asara, and it can't have walls which are 10 tefachim high. Now, nobody understands what this line means. Everybody tries to fiddle with it, change it. But I don't understand what's so difficult. I think it's partial. I think loy mechitzas kavos asara means you can carry under the tree or under the grove unless there's a wall of 10 tefachim. If there's a wall of 10 tefachim in the middle, let's say you have a grove of trees, and there's a fence which runs in the middle, you can't carry from side to side of the fence. Don't say just because it's one grove and one awning you can carry from one side of the fence to another. No. If you have a fence under the tree, that interrupts. Then the next yard over is not considered to be part and parcel of this yard. And in order to carry over the fence, you'd have to make a regular eruv. You can't just carry it from one side to the other. That's what I think the line means, okay? There can't be a fence of 10 tefachim running underneath the tree and cutting one half of it from the other half. Lo yipirtz yaisim yaser. In the foliage itself, there can't be any breaks of more than 10 amos. Right. Lo yipirtz, there wouldn't be any openings, that's right. Lo yipirtz yaisim yaser. There shouldn't be any breaks in the foliage which are more than 10 amos. Of course, that's regular halacha. Also, there can't be like a mavi mefulish running underneath the tree. That there be a path which is open on one end and coming out the other end, in which case you need a tzuras ha-pesach or a lechi or something like that in order to fix it up. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rav said, Asur, now it's major typo here, because it's Asur and this is the Rabbana, not this is the Raisa. Asur Ladush, not Litlosh. Ladush Shorshes Mora B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to press, to step on the Shroshim of a, the roots of a branch on Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara, He Shorshe Ilon, He Shorshe Kruv. Why is that? Because the roots of a tree are like the roots of a are like the roots of a cabbage. I forgot exactly what he means by that. One second. What? Yeah, so he's short sheen on it. No, it's just a statement. It's the same thing, even if it's not a tree, if it's a cabbage. Anything which grows out of the ground, even if it's not a tree, even if it's a vegetable, squash or a cabbage, you can't use it on Shabbos. Ladush means to sit on it, to sit on it, pressuring it. So you can't do that while big vine shlosha. Only if the tree or the cabbage or the watermelon, whatever you're sitting on, is more than 3 tefachim off the ground. I think for him shlosha karetzim. If it's less, yeah, but he hasn't changed the girsa to ladush. No, so we have to ignore him. Yeah, Bnei Moshe does. Everybody else does. So Lieberman brings down that it's so. So I have an Gvayim Gershlosha Karetze. The Gemara itself, the Shalom itself, elsewhere also says Ladush. So I have an Gvayim Gershlosha Karetze, but if it says to be 20 minutes from the ground, to head side the ground, of course, the Nafkamina, the most obvious Nafkamina is a tree stump. The tree stump is more 3 tefachim off the ground, and now it's to sit on in a Shabbos. Because it's using a tree, even though it's dead, so it's going to be a tree. It has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground in order to be allowed to sit on it on Shabbos. Okay? A log. Fallen log. Scratch it. Log is already severed from the ground. Take that back. Masnisin b'shein chum. Armish is talking about where there is ein lem tzirin. Armish is telling you now to put the door back is where there are no hinges. Avesh lem tzif, they have hinges. Hata hi detani. That's what we learned. Deles, it says go deres, but should be go reres. A door which could be dragged, Marcellus Gores, a magically dragged, Kniklin, another type of door. It's made out of a launderer's vessel. A launderer's vessel is like a something which has many holes in it, like a sieve, so you can apply a shower head. Okay? So somehow, don't ask me why, somehow they used to use these shower heads to as doors. I don't know, I guess they were large in the summer when they needed screen doors. So this is a screen door. So as long as it's gorer, as long as it has... What? It could be. Yeah. But it's more of a door. You're right. But the Bnei Moshe says clean Menukov. But in any event, the Lav Dafka, I don't know, I'm not sure if we even know for sure what it is. So Basav Nova Shabbos, you can open it and close on Shabbos. Vayitzarchlamar Yotze goes out saying Yontif, again, because they have hinges. Machtzelos HaKshuva V'Tluya, also a mat which is tied and dangling off the ground, it's not dragging on the ground. B'Shabbos Posech V'Noah, B'Shabbos HaTov Miklodz HaShabbos, Vayitzarchlamar Yotze goes out saying that too, that on Yontif as well. Okay, so as long as there are hinges, it's okay. Now, in order, the pictures here are very helpful. It's a little bit complicated unless you see the pictures. Once you see the pictures, they're pretty easy. Means in this case. Guy Sam, he's extending his hand out the door, out the window, in order to take a key to open up the door. Right? Says the Shusayaki is in. He's saying to Shusarabim is now out to take the key because they're afraid. Where's the key going to end up? Shusayaki is going to be moti from Shusayaki to Shusarabim to Shusayaki. That might be okay, but all their doors open to the inside. I don't know what the outlook will be in that case. Yeah, we're going to see another case, but not this. Not where the door opens in. Out. That's this case over here. You shouldn't stand. It's a. Where is it? Okay, so here, you say Rishus HaRabim and open a lock which is in Rishus HaYachid. Because the lock is in the door. The door is Rishus HaYachid. The key is also Rishus HaYachid. It's above the house, right? So you can't open that up. Now the picture here, the way the picture is drawn, the Perush Chai for the Bavli, is that it's going on the safe for the Mishnah, right? So in the case where you're opening in Rishus HaYachid, right? And you're staying with Rishus HaRabim, opening a door which is entering Rishus HaYachid. In fact, the way the Bavli, the Yerushalmi interpreted a few blot ago, though, this condition is going on the safer. That in this case over here, the guy standing inside and wants to have open on the outside, so Rishus HaYachid wants to open in Rishus HaRabim, and that's where the key is, so then he needs this door, right? There's no there's no real picture of that, but again, he has to make the wall around himself, around where he's going to open the door. So, Divrei Meir is Rav Meir's opinion. Amar Lo said, no, Rav Meir, you're much too machmir. Maisa b'shuk shel batomim shel Yerushalayim is maisa in the shuk in Yerushalayim shu nolim, they used to lock the door, nichem as rafteach, and they used to put the key, b'chalon shel gavi ha-pesach, in the window, which was on top of the opening. So he has a picture of that over here. It's kind of chalon shel gavi ha-pesach, something like this. I don't know exactly what it was. Maybe it was more like this, the chalon. Hey, man, they put in a chalon, right? Oh yeah, here it is. That's right. Windowsill, right? They put it on the chalon shel gavi ha-pesach, and they didn't require any extra walls. Rabbi Yosef Shuk Shot Samar Naya. It was the woolmaker's marketplace. Don't ask me why it makes a difference. I guess it's historical nafkamina. Now, Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem and Rabbi Chayna B'Shem Rav Kana said, "Ain't a lock of Rabbi Yehuda." Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't appear in our Mishnah. So where is this Rabbi Yehuda from? So the Carbonator writes that this means the lock is like Rabbanim, but like Rabbi Meir. The Emilshin says the exact opposite. He changes the girsa, right? James said, "Ain't halacha could Rabbi Meir," which means halacha is like Rabbanan, right? So nobody knows exactly what to do with this line. All right, big deal. Rabbi Abba bar Papi boy. Rabbi Abba bar Papi asks the following question: Lima here means not lama, not why, but lima means for what, under what circumstances, like Mosai. Lima over Rabbi Meir sakoiso. When Rabbi Meir consider the wall to be broken. Broken meaning, remember we had the whole concept of Meir by Chokin Lahashlim? In other words, if you have already part of a hole, you can expand that hole by halachic imagery. When did Meir say that? Did he say it when Kigamum or Kinaku, which is says Binaku, but should be Kinaku? Did he say when, actually, it should both be bays. I think I made a mistake in my own Gemara here. Is it big gomum or benakuv? Now, what does gomum mean? This is all based on Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Gomum means that there's actually, at some point in the hole, a cavity of 4x4 tvachim. So there is an area in the hole which is already Rishus HaYachid. In that case, as the Meir say, we look at the rest of the hole as if it's also Rishus HaYachid. Or is it even benakuv? Means there's nowhere in the hole 4x4 tefachim. It's just a hole. Nonetheless, we see it as if it has 4x4 tefachim. Now, l'may nafkamina, who cares? Well, the question is what the status of a lock is. If a lock is a nukuf, it's not gomu, a lock doesn't have the dimensions of 4x4 in and of itself, it's simply a hole in the door. So it's simply a hole in the door, does it have the status of Rishus HaYachid? Because Rav Meir says Chokim Lahashlim by Nakuv, or is it not Rishus HaYachid? Because Rav Meir only says Chokim Lahashlim by Gomum, where somewhere in the hole is already a dimensions of 4x4. Is that clear what he's asking? Is it clear? It does. But it's a very small hole. It goes from side to side, but it's a small hole. There's no 4x4 anywhere in it. So what's its status? Now, I want to tell you, this is completely not like the Bavli. around, not like Rashi and Bavli. Because Rashi and Bavli learns that it's, we're talking about a case like this. The lock is Shusayachi, because look at that lock. It's the mother of all locks. The lock itself is 4x4 tefachim at a height of 10 tefachim. That's how he learns that the lock becomes Rishus. Here's a bigger one. That's how he learns that the lock itself becomes Rishus HaYochid. And that's how he touches up the Bavli. Ushami's not learning that way. Ushami's asking, is the lock Rishus HaYochid? Or is the lock a Makom Ptur? If Rabbi Meir holds that we only say Chokim Lashlim by Gomum, where the hole already on one side is expanded 4x4, we expand the other side of that hole. So then a lock is a Makom Ptur. If you hold that Rabbi Meir said his halacha, even by Nakuv, then this lock might well be Rishus HaYochid. Okay? Because after all, it goes through and through into Rishus HaYochid. So far, so good? So says Gemara, in Tamar B'Gomum, if you're going to say, now this is a question Gemara asks, and never really going to properly answer. It will, but not well. In Tamar B'Gomum, if you're going to say it's only B'Gomum, even if the lock is above 10 tefachim, is the lock a Rishus HaYochid? No, because it doesn't have dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. It's just a hole in the wall. And don't say Chokim Lashim hole in the wall. So it makes no difference where the lock is. The lock is a Makom Ptur. It should be Mutter regardless to open the door. Right? Because you're just taking a lock from Rishus HaYochid and putting in Makom Ptur. What's the problem ever? In Tamar, if you're going to say B'Namuch, that even where there's just a hole, it's considered to be a case where we can say Chokim Lashlim. So I feel a matamasor asur. Even though it's below that fachim, it's still asur. Because Rabbi said, the inside of this wall is what? Shusayachim. If you say Chokim Lashlim even on a hole, that means that the hole is an offshoot of the inside of the wall. The inside of the wall is Rishus HaYochid. The hole now also becomes Rishus HaYochid. Is that clear? The only surface on the outside, that's right. Because we only say Chokim Lashlim in Rishus HaYochid, never Rishus HaRavim. So it becomes, if you say Chokim Lashlim even on a Nakuv, so this hole, no matter where it is on the wall, since on the inside of the wall is Rishus HaYochid, this now becomes an extension of that Rishus HaYochid. If you don't say, and vice versa, if you don't say Kigomum, if you only say Chokim Lashlim by Kigomum, then even if it's above 10 tefachim, well, true, above 10 tefachim is Rishus HaYochid, but you need 4x4 tefachim, and you don't have 4x4 tefachim. So it should always be mutter to put a key into the keel, right? So it's a very good question. So as Gemara tries to bring a briar for it, and ultimately the war is going to fall flat on this one. Pesach Ginos, Sheish Lem Beishar Mivnim. Now here, this is a picture which he has here. Pesach Ginos, you have an obi to a gino, a garden, and has the gatehouse on the inside. It has a gatehouse on the inside. So, Pesach Benoim Mivnim, you're going to use the keys inside the gatehouse on the inside. What if the gatehouse is on the outside? Beishar Bibachut, so the gatehouse is on the outside, I don't see a picture of that. But if the gatehouse is on the outside of the wall, the opposite picture, then Pesach Menor Bechutz, you can open and close on the outside. Mikan and Mikan, if there's a gatehouse on both sides, Pesach Menor Mikan Mikan, you can open and close on both sides. Lo Mikan Velo Mikan, Waman, if there's no gatehouse on either side, oh, then you got Tzoros. What do? HaRezen Noitos Mavteach, you'll take the key. Uposeach, now the key has got to be somewhere accessible. Accessible means it's got to be not in the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, this is the picture. Here's the Beishar Me'uchutz. Just eventually put the word Rishus HaRabim, where Rishus HaRabim. Here's the Beishar on the inside, because here's Rishus HaRabim. Here's the Beishar on the outside, because Rishus HaRabim is the outside. Now, you have to have the key accessible. If there's no Beishar, such as this picture, no Beishar at all. So in that case, you have to have the key accessible. And you take the key, Boseach v'noa b'ifnim, and you open up, I'm sorry, lo mikan v'lo mikan, I raise the tesla there, Boseach v'noel, go open and close. Umenicha b'mkomo. No, you may not let the key enter the hat, the kino. You don't have a beishar. What do? You take the key from wherever it is, let's say the windowsill. You open the door, you unlock it, you have to put the key back. You can't let the key enter the building. Why can't you let, or the structure? Why? Because then the key would be, in essence, entering from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. It's no good. You can't do that, right? All you can do is take the key, open the door, unlock it, meaning, and put the key back up on top, wherever you were keeping it, right? When is this true? And here... No gears to change yet. If you hold... Clicking Lashley and by Naku. Yes! Right! And that will be the point which we'll discuss. Okay, obviously, we don't say Chokim Lashley by Naku, right? Very good. You're exactly your point. Because otherwise, putting the key into lock would be act of putting Rosh Hashanah. Right. When is this a problem? Only when the clock is above 10 tefachim. But if the key was below 10 tefachim, if the lock was below 10 tefachim, then I raise the noitos on HaMertech mitocha iskupa. You're even allowed to take the key from a karmelis. Iskupa is a threshold, and that's a karmelis. That's down here. You don't have to take the key from up here, from Rishus HaYochid, right? You don't take it from Rishus HaYochid, you even take it from down here, which is a karmelis, and put it into the door. The door should be Rishus HaYochid. It's not. Why? Because it's Lamata Me'asora. It's below 10 tefachim. And since it's below 10 tefachim, it can't be Rishus HaYochid. Avlima Yamar Lamata Sar Tefachim, Hareza Noita Satay Vitoch Haskub, Vosech V'Noel, Lenicha V'Kom Adir HaMeir. V'chachomrim, Ava B'Shamaru Me'asor HaTefachim, Umar Me'asor HaTefachim, Chachomrim say, even though the lock is above 10 tefachim, take out to the rest of the words till the end of the line, everybody takes them out. Maybe Mafteach Me'erev Shabbos, even though the lock is above 10 tefachim, bring a key from before Shabbos, and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky throws in here, put it on that skupa, V'poseach V'nichnas, you can open the door, go in, U'metalklo B'toch HaBayis, and take it in your house, V'noel, lock the door, V'noslo B'chor L'malo Min HaMashkof, and put it in a hole above the threshold. That was amazing. Everybody goes nuts over here. What's happened? Chachomim, the Kiyo is a Malkum Tur. Kiyo, obviously, the Kiyo is a Malkum Tur. So they actually allow you to take from the Carmelis, Iskupa, from the Carmelis, to the Kiyo, to the Malkum Tur, open the door, take the key out, and put the key again above the door in on the windowsill, which is a Malkum Tur. As long as, says the Gemara, Ima Yochor Shal Arba Tefachim Aser. If, however, this threshold, this window is on the inside, of course, we're already on the inside of the door. If this is more than 4x4 Tefachim, then it's also because then you're actually putting down Rishus HaRabim. Shem Mishtam Shushus Lushus Derech Rishus. Then it's just a Yochid. I said Rishus HaRabim, I'm sorry. Then it's just a Yochid, so you can't put it there because then you're going from the Carmelis to the Malkum Tur to Rishus HaYochid, and that's no good. Now the question you all ask is, but Rabid, when you took it, even if this is less than 4x4 tefachim, but you were whole taking it through Rishus HaYochid when you were putting it there, so that should be also in and of itself. So that they all go crazy. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes crazy on that. He says Tzarechin, and I don't understand the Gemara. But the truth is, I don't see why it's so difficult here either. It's a special hat that they gave you in order to unlock your door. As long as you didn't put the key down, you didn't transgress an issur. They allowed you, normally you can't go midrabanan from a Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim through a Malkum Tur to Rishus HaYochid, but here, as long as you didn't put down Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to take the key from the Carmelis through the Malkum Tur, through the Rishus HaYochid, and put it down another Malkum Tur, as long as it doesn't end up in Rishus HaYochid. So I don't see what's so good for Halacha. Okay? But Lamaisa, We have your machlokas here between Rav Meir and Rabbanan. Let's recapitulate the machlokas outside. Rav Meir says, if the lock is above 10 tefachim, you can't take the key from the Carmelis and use it to unlock the door. You take it from wherever it was, open the door, put it back wherever it was, and that wherever it was has got to be the Shusha Yochim. If the lock is below 10 tefachim, then you can even take the key from a Carmelis. Put it in the lock. Still, you can't take it into Shusha, you can't take it into your house. You have to put it back in the Carmelis. According to Rabbanan, if the lock is above 10 tefachim, then No, it doesn't matter. Regardless of the lock is above or below 10 tefachim, it's a mokum tur. You're allowed to take the key, even from a Carmelis, put in the keyhole, take it into your house, which Rav Meir never allowed, and then make sure it ends up in a mokum tur. Okay? Now, the thing is, the truth is, I think I understand Chaim Kadevsky's question now. Because there's no such thing as a real mokum tur in Rosh Hashanah. Even you put it on a windowsill, which is less than 4x4 tefachim. Lemaisa, it's inside the house. So you're inside the house, so what difference does it make? Even you put it on a high windowsill, still in the Rosh Hashanah. I think that's really his question. I don't know, unless somehow you pushed it back through the windowsill to the other side. Something like that. Alright, but that's interesting. Alright, but now, going to the top of Sama Gimel Amid Aleph. Hadar Mara, this teaches us, Begamum Avala Rabbi Meir, should be, not Rabbi Yehuda. Now, everybody goes crazy on this line here, too. They change it this way, that way. Chaim Kadevsky changes to Pinnakuv. Lemaisa, whatever you do with the line, it's difficult. Any favors you say here, that is very difficult. Rav Meir contradicts himself. There's no way of understanding Rav Meir. Rav Meir on the one hand said, if the key is above 10 tefachim, so it's just a yachid. If the key is below 10 tefachim, it's a mokum tur. Miman avshach. If you say chokim lahashlim, in both cases it should be just a yachid. Because it enters into just a yachid, it pierces through and through. If you don't say chokim lahashlim, then in both cases it should be a mokum tur. Because it doesn't go all the way through Rosh Hashanah. So it's very difficult. What exactly you're trying to, my mayor seems to be inherently contradictory. So the way to learn this line, I think, is Hadar Rabbi Kigama Rabbi Meir, we have to assume the more likely, the more reasonable explanation is to say that our mayor really holds that you only say Chokim Lashim by Gomu. And that's why when it's below 10 tefachim, it's a mokum tur. Right? Alright, so above 10 tefachim it's supposed to be mokum tur? No, there Rav Meir made a gzeira. It looks like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's not a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? Because a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid would require us to say Chokim Lahashlim. And you can't say Chokim Lahashlim because it's only a hole. It's not Kigamu. But nonetheless, we can understand that it's like a Maris Ayin. That when the keel is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so it looks to people like it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that's where the mayor said, if the keel is, it doesn't really matter, Mikradin, whether the keel is below or above, because I only say Chokim Lashim by Gomum, where at some point the hole widens out, and this hole never widens out. And really, both should be a mokum tur. However, where the keel is below 10 tefachim, it looks much more like a mokum tur because it's low. And therefore, I allow you to actually take the key from a Carmelis, open it up, and then put it back in the Carmelis. Where it's above 10 tefachim, even though according to the strict letter of the law, it's still considered to be a mokum tur, because they don't say chokim lahashlim on kinakuf. Nonetheless, since it looks to people like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because above 10 tefachim, that's why I answer it. Okay? That's how I think you have to learn the Gemara. Again, it's very difficult. That's why everybody goes crazy here, because Rav Meir is mutually contradictory. Because if it works, it should work across the board. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work across the board. Like Rav Abar Puppy's original question. We never fully resolved it. And this line here is unintelligible because how can you have resolved it? So that's why I think, though, in order to explain as best as possible, that's what I think the line is coming to say. Okay. That's a hard part for today. Nicha mifneim tzorich beishar. I understand. On the inside, I need a beishar. If you want to open on the inside of a gino. So it says, hey, beishar, I understand what the beishar does. It unites all the people of the gino together. Right? However, mibachut tzorich beishar. It said also on the outside, I need a beishar. What good does a beishar do you on the outside? Lo nimtzu shtei reshuas mishtam shel b'shus achas. Who's using the Beis Shar if it's on the outside? Not just the B'nai Gino, who else is using it? What? No, it's not a Beis Shar for a Shomer. The B'nai Reshus HaRabim. So how can the Beis Shar work? If it's a private Beis Shar, so it means it's only for the B'nai Gino. It's like their Eruv, even though they don't have an Eruv. It's a Gino, I don't even know if there are any houses there. But even if it's a place to stand, open the door, then it's prati, so the members of the Gino. So that's Rishus Achas Mishnah Meshes. But if you have the Beis Shar and Rishus HaRabim, so it's for the people in the Gino, and for the people who come from all over the world, they can all use it. It's in the public thoroughfare, the public, it's like a bus shelter. The question is whether it's a sufficient symbolism if it's mishtamish tu ushtei reshuyos. If two reshuyos can use it, it's a question of sufficient symbolism. The answer is it is. Because the Braisa says it is, but Yushami doesn't understand why. And it doesn't answer the question. This leaves it difficult. Obviously, you're right. At some point, well, since it's symbolic, we sweep it under the rug. Right, okay, I'm asking, but that's what Yushami is bothered by. Okay. Naga, again, there are other pshatim in this line, but that seems to be the best pshat. Naga sheish brosho klustila. Okay, once we have the perish chaya, we might as well take advantage of it. You have a bolt, which you use to close the door, which has got a head on it. Klustila is the head of the peg. So that's definitely a keli. If you're allowed to use it to lock your door, because not mechse kabinyan. Okay, Naga Shesh Brosh HaKlustah, Reb Lez, oh, it's a Machloga, sorry, it's not definitely. Reb Lez says you can't use it. Why? Because it looks like Binyan if it went into the threshold. Rabbi Yesi Matir. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Lez said, how can you say it's Mutter? Maitre Shul Beis HaKnesset B'Tveria, the Maitre with the Shul in Tveria, Shoyu Nogim Bo Heta, they permitted it, Achibar and Gamliel Veskenim. Until Ram Gamliel, the elders came, Voslem, they said it's forbidden. Rabbi Yisrael, man, no! You got the story wrong! Israel, you know, Gimba, they thought it was Osir. Baruch Gamliel's Kenan beat Tiruolan! Gamliel's Kenan said it's Mutter. You misunderstood. Okay. Nagar HaNigror. If you have a Nagar HaNigror, see, a Nagar HaNigror is like this. It dangles on the ground. Nagar HaNigror. So Nagar HaNigror. Nolim bo b'mikdash yikyusin the Beis HaMikdash, avalo b'mdina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'amunach, if it's mamish lying on the ground, actually Negro is this one. Munach is this one, lying on the ground. V'amunach kan b'kan osur. V'amino mer, amunach b'mikdash, the munach, he like this, using the Beis HaMikdash. Not on the Medina. A Negro, one which is dragging like this, that I can use even in the Medina, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, this is where it doesn't have a head at the top. If it has a head at the top, it's much better. That was the subject of the ratio. This is where there's no head. So it looks much less like a removable peg and more like actually adding onto the door. So the lock with this one is much more chomer. It actually has to be tied on. And perhaps even dangling. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, here's a second. Can you hear me, Shematir? He who allows the Nagar Sheshlo Glustra, the peg with the head, he says, Osa Nagar Tovel Glustra, he regards the peg as being subordinate to the head. Kedivri Osa, the person who forbids this, Osa Glustra Tovel Nagar. He regards the head as being subordinate to the peg. Ezu Nagar, what is a valid Nagar, a valid peg which you can use to tie to lock your door? Amar. I'm going to say Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know actually who this is. Let's say it's Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, Ramoj is Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kosher Ava Bishenu Toli. He has to be tied on, even though it's not dangling. That's good enough. And I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Said Mashchei Chilfei. Chilfei, which is known in the Bavli as Ilfa. Drag me, Verani Shal Beis Rabbi. Kosher Ava Bishenu Toli. He showed me Rabbi's house. They used the Nagar to lock the door, which was tied on and not dangling. So we see that that's good enough. Rabbi Yochanan said, the solitary opinion in our Mishnah. There was Rabbi Yehuda who allowed in our Mishnah the use of a nagar which is lying on the ground. That's Kistam Tamar, that's like the Stam Mishnah Masech to Shabbos. No, the Yechidah Adach is the Machmer. Looks like it. No, Rabbi Yehuda. No, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda here says Nigrar is mutar outside Beis Hamikdash, that this is okay. That's the Stam Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. It allows that as well. Okay? And at the Yechidah Taman, the solitary opinion over there which answers that, that is the Rabbanan over here. That's the Stam Mishnah Odacha. The Stam Mishnah here answers that. It says it has to be dangling off the ground. It can't be dragging on the ground any way, shape, or form. Okay, Rabbi Yossi boy Mikumi Rabbi Yirmiya Hey Chavdin Uzda. Rabbi Yossi has Rabbi Yirmiya Lamai Sarai Paskin. Armoy said, "Me mother, I'm Rabbi Yochanan." That which Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mashcheni chilfai, ilfa drag me." Verani shabeis Rabbi kosha abishen otoli. And show me the house of Rabbi. It was tied on, even though it wasn't dangling. Hadam Rabbi Yehuda avdin. So we see the Rabbi Yehuda that where it's nigra, it's okay. Says the Gemara, yes, but achi kosher badelus. It's got to be tied onto the door. I guess not onto the to the wall. But onto the door, it slide onto the door, so that's okay. Okay? Rabbi Yana Chamud Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami saw that in the house of Rabbi Yami, actually a kosher bedelus they may require to be tied onto the door, but Dovah Sheyach L'Amido, with a rope which could hold it up. Meaning you could pull it up by that rope. It was a strong rope. As opposed to Nagra Hadar Rabbi Elazar, that Nagra in the house of Rabbi Elazar, Katar Begemi. They used to, it was tied on with a piece of string, which was just symbolic. And that, they held is not good enough. No, it's a piece of string. You really couldn't use it to hold up the nagar, whether it's strong enough. It was just to be yoytz zayin the halach of tied on. That they held was insufficient. Nishmat, if it's good, if it's no longer connected at all, then of course also it's forbidden. Nikmaz, what if the rope extended and it's mamish lying on the ground? Originally it was like this. It dangled. And then the rope extended, so now it's lying on the ground. That's nikmaz. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbanan said, Medadeu Barash Yitzvayis, if you can't really move it then the normal way, but you do it with a shinui. Like flick it a little bit with the top of your fingers. Don't grab it in your hand. Although Rabbi Yossi wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah either, this has nothing to do with our Masechta. This got in here surreptitiously from Masechta Shabbos. Has to do with which types of when you can cover a garbage can which is built into the ground, and that kisui of that keli has to have a handle on it. You know, otherwise, you can't build cover your built-in garbage can. It's nothing to do with our Gemara. Because it looks much more like Baina.
Yeah, but it's still the rope.
As we said, symbolic ropes are not good enough. It's got to be a real rope which is holding up. It doesn't matter if it's a heavy rope, but once it's on the ground, to put it back in place is like Baina. Here, it's quasi in place.
Yeah.
It's all judgment calls.
Yeah.
Right, it's all the Rabbanon, so it's all judgment calls. Okay? Marzir in Sir. Abatachton Bamikdosh. Now, in the old days, you know, hinges, they used to look like this, right? The hinges would be, I don't know if there's a good picture of a door here, but the hinges here, you see, the hinges would be like toys have nowadays, right? So it used to come off the side, I'm making myself clear. They didn't have hinges like we have hinges. The hinges were protrusions on the door on the top and bottom, which fit into holes in the frame. Okay? So now, this mission over here is talking about not if a door came out of the ground. Then Chas was showing me how to put it back in Shabbos Chayv Chatos. So everybody here is the door of a closet, of a movable closet or a box. So if the Tzira Tachto came out, the lower hinge, so you put it back in place for a mikdash. Avalom Medina, but not in the base, in the outside of the base of mikdash. Elyon, if the top hinge came out of its slot, so then it looks much like the bone. Kamakan Osir, it's even also midrabon in the base of mikdash. Even though normally say ain't shvus by mikdash, here the Gemara pointed out, we hear it say yesh shvus by mikdash. Marzir etir by mikdash, when it's allowed to put back a bandage which has fallen off in the base of mikdash, avalom Medina, but not in the outside the base of mikdash. In Bitchila, if it's a new bandage, Kanvakan Osir, it's also both in and outside the base of mikdash. Why is that? Because if you put on a bandage, you may transgress Mimareach, because their bandages are made. Rabbi Yezir Abun, local Shlus, Yitir B'Mikdash. See, not every Shlus is Mut the base of mikdash, because here there are the Rabbanim, which are also. Tani, we look like an Echodim, it's a Splonis. A person should not rub a plaster on Shabbos. I'm sorry, you shouldn't smooth the plaster on Shabbos. Shloi V'Holidei Miruach. Because, not smooth. You shouldn't rub off, this is talking about, you have the plaster and it got moist because you're ruined. It's got pus on it, blood on it. Don't take off the pus or the blood. Why? Because then you might smooth the plaster itself. And the smoothing of plaster is Isser Mimareach. So don't clean the plaster because you might come to smooth it out. Okay? Shloi Avam Mareach B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos. You are Mareach B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos. I ask Gemara Vatani. Oh no, it's not a question, it's a riot. Vatani, we have a riot for this. If the the bandage, the plaster somehow fell out towards the bottom. Machzira milamalon. So you put it back on top. If it's got fell out on top, put it back on the bottom. I know exactly what the scenario is because I don't know exactly what these plasters look like. But somehow the plaster got misaligned. So you can put it back and readjust it. Okay? Magala mitzvah is blood is mikan. You reveal a little bit of plaster on one side and clean the wound. Mikan on the other side, Megala Mikan, or reveal it on the other side, Mekaneach HaMak Mikan. Avaloye Kaneach Esayis Blanis, but don't clean the plaster itself. Shaloye Veli Deim Ruach, because then you might come to smooth the plaster, but Mereach B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos, smooth on Shabbos, you get a Chatos. Okay. Time we learned, Retia Shetofcha, the same idea. You have a bandage got bloated, and there was not properly protected the wound. Machzir noisa b'Shabbos, you put it back in place the proper way on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Asher, Rabbi Yassin, v'shetofcha k'neged amaka. This is if it got a little bit bloated opposite the wound, then you're allowed to put it back. V'atani, and this is we learned to the brides a similar thing. Hechlik amilamata fell out on the top. So machzir noisa on the bottom, put it back on top. Hechlik amilam fell out on the top. Put it back on the bottom. But the main thing is it can't fall completely off the wound. It can get a little bit misaligned. But it has to still be connected on mako. As I said before, tofcha connected on mako. Only if it's opposite the wound, then it got misadjusted, so you can readjust it. But not if it's already not opposite the wound, then you can't readjust it. Okay? Because of fear smoothing. Right, or smearing. Rabbi Yezir Abu Moshe Rabbi said, Makosh Nisrapa. It was Nisrapa. He said, already your wound is healed. Nice little retina. You can put on a bandage. Why? Shayna El Mashama. You're only preserving it. You're not healing it. So what's the problem? Not afraid you're going to smear. Rabbi Abu Moshe Rabbi at the time on the said, Rabbi, put the name of the Babylonian rabbi said, No, see, retina. Gabi Makosh Shabbos, even if it's not healed. Shayna El Mashama, because this is not talking about a plaster. It's talking about a bandage. And it's not a bandage. You're not going to smear. Aye, what about refuah? It's not a refuah. Why it's not refuah? It doesn't heal, just safeguards. Okay? I'm Rabbi Tanchuma Chutzmi Alek Fani, except for a bandage made out of grape leaves, Shein refuah, because they heal. I'm Rabbi Una Hadapua. If you have the salve, the balm, called Pua. Ikar, Pua Ikar. the root of poor. Tavu sagin, it's best. Kat isbe chamisho shiva tisha kuchi 5, 7, or 9 knots. Don't ask me because I don't even know what it is. But that's when it's best. Uvaz lo yitein moye, but don't put water in it. You put water in it, you ruin it. No good anymore. Enkor pasuk on your makah. You can't say pasuk on the makah. B'shem it has a shem Hashem. It's also to write, say the shem Hashem in order to heal a wound. V'ayin dekor al yavruch asr, and those who make incantations that are psukim, such as pasuk about yavruchim. Yavruchim is the Aramaic for dudoyim. The dudoyim of Reuven. They used to have a school that said that pasuk is asr as well. Bo kra pasuk zeh b'ni. Come and speak, read this pasuk for my son. Shumi's bryce, because he's frightened. Tain lov sefer tefillin, or put on him a sefer tefillin, shoshishin, in order to cure his insomnia. Asr, it's also asr. I have a tiny way to learn. Omri yoshishim koim b'shalim b'say tehillim in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda kad shlo nivka, that's before he got hurt. Kad b'shivka, once he got hurt, he can't say tehillim anymore. Why? Because that saying is incantation. As a tefillah it's mutter, as an incantation it's asr. Ezu shub koim, what tehillim is called? Shir shub koim, literally the song of afflictions. One second, let me just finish the Mishnah. Ezu shir shub koim, what's a shir shub koim? Marab utzarai b'chol ha-mizbar. Marab utzarai is one shir shub koim. Yeshu b'sei selin ad kiyato ha-shem machzi is all shir shub koim. So hi, we say them nowadays even after a person's sick. So it's a problem. Well, we say them as a tefillah, not as a refuah. Well, it's also as a refuah because the tefillah is okay.